Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. And on this 8th day of August of the 8th month, we are just coming together simply to say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you on this Thursday. We thank you each and every day. We thank you, O God, for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord God, that your loving kindness is better than life. We thank you, Father, that the blood of Jesus still rules and reigns on this earth as well as in the heavens. We thank you, Father God, that you watch over your word to perform it, and you've given us your word to stand on, to believe on, to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. We thank you, O God, for the blood flowing richly in our bodies. We thank you, Lord God, that we are truly heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We glorify you, Father, for doing the awesome and amazing work in them. And we thank you, Father, for each and every individual on this call. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, to keep them, Father, to protect them and their loved ones from all harm and danger. We thank you, Father, that when we stand on your word, we trust in you, and we know, Father God, that we are safe in you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for Artist Life and all the products, all the people that are involved. We glorify you, Father, for doing the work that you started and you said that you'll finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the minister that's going to come forth with your precious word, O God. We glorify you, Father, that our hearts are in position to receive what you have for us this morning. We thank you, Father, that we are richly blessed this day and the days to come, and that we're expecting great and mighty things to come forth even through this word and in your presence. We glorify you, Father, for all those that are worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We glorify you, God, for being the awesome God that you are. So we continue to say, have your way. Have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our minds. Have your way on this earth. Have your way, O God, in this season, in this session, and we'll be careful to give your name praise, glory, and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Glory be to God, my preaching friend, sister, hallelujah. Ooh, thank you so much for your powerful prayer and for ushering us in this morning. My heart is rejoicing and dancing over just how God is using you and for how he has anointed you, hallelujah, to bring us the powerful prayer. Glory be to God. Thank you, my sister Brenda.
Praise God,
Brenda. Oh, glory. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, whom we welcome back, from Belize, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you to the Master's Call. Minister Roslyn, thank you so much for, well, oh my God, the Holy Spirit is all over this place. Oh, because he is truly welcome in our hearts and our homes on this line, and there is none like our God. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, well, let me get on to moving here. Well, the Master's Call was founded almost 9 years ago, on October 25th, 2010, by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on a scripture verse, and that is found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website that you can go to hear all the messages that have been archived since the beginning of this call, as well as all the bios of our speakers. Now, every year, the Holy Spirit just instructs Dr. Vanessa to give us a theme, and our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as you've heard me say before, there are no auditions whatsoever. All you have to do is have a love for the Lord and a heart to share. Well, if that is you, if the Lord has put it on your heart to greet, as you so heard Minister Brenda so beautifully do, or to host as I am doing, if the Lord has put a song in your heart, a heart of worship, as you heard Minister Rosalind do, or maybe God even has a word for you to share with us, please contact us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. That is also where you can go to leave a prayer request or a praise report. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, Dr. CK, I'm just still messed up from that prayer. You all just bear with me for a minute because I'm about to just hallelujah myself out of here. Okay, let's do that again. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can submit that to info@themasterscall.net. And please know that we will be praying for you. And as you know, on Fridays, we always hold the call over just a little bit longer to personally get your prayer request and your praise reports. Now, this company, Artists, which started out as Artists International, which is now Artists Life, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. And to find out more about these products, you can get a person who told you about this call, and they will be more than happy to share that information with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that's held every Monday through Friday. It's held by a team of great leaders who will give you information on the benefits of the artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PAN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PAN is 294-617. And today is Testimonial Thursday, and that will be hosted by Manager D. Lee. If you have T-Mobile or another source carrier for your phone, this call for free by using the bypass number, and that number is 716-293-707. Again, 716-293-9707. Well, so much for the announcements, because I don't want to take up any more time, because I want to give our speaker all the time she needs to bring the message to you this morning. And our speaker is none other than our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. And we just love her so much, and we're so thankful that God brought her to release and enabled her to get some rest while she was in Belize. Dr. P.K. Roberts is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and she's an alumna of Alcorn State University. She was commissioned as an Army officer in 1985. She has pastored the chapel services at her assignments. While she was there, she has touched many hearts and many lives. She's prayed for so many of those. She was assigned as chaplain for 702 Military Intelligence Group and a senior pastor for Interfaith Worship Service, where she was for first worship service in Fort Georgia. She is also the first ambassador, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, is the mother of two children, Devola and Elijah, and five grandchildren. She was married to her dear husband for over 35 years, and that was Brother Elijah, and she was married to her beloved minister brother, Lester Patton, for nearly 2 years before he transitioned to be with the Lord. We love Dr. P.K. Roberts dearly, and as I said, she is the co-founder of the Master's Call, and so it was it's without
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willer. We thank God for you this morning, and thank you for your introduction. Thank you for your love for God. To God be the glory, TMC family. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you. I lift you up. There is none like you, no one else can touch my heart like you do. Thank you, Minister Rise, for that melody of worship and praise this morning. Thank you so very much for your faithfulness to this call and coming aboard to assist us and ushering us into the presence of God. Thank you. I also asked myself as I was listening to our prayer general, what can you say? What can you say about our Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell, there on the coast of Mississippi? Thank you. It just seemed so small, but then she came right back and said, her pastor said, just say, thank you, enough said. Thank you, enough said. We are so grateful to you, Minister Brenda, and for your faithfulness. I do honor this morning my sister in love, my sister whom God brought us together in 2008, and we have been working together with the Artists International family as we have endeavored to provide a platform whereby we can pray for those who are in leadership of this company as well as every participant. And then God just extended that and allowed people who love God to come on TMC. This is the Master's Call. It's the Master's Call. It does not belong to Pastor Vanessa, myself, or any other person. We have committed to this call being what God would have it to be, to pray for those who are in need and to lift up those who are absolutely, who calls us and ask us, but we have been assigned to love up on the Diaz de Leon family as they endeavor to bring us health and wellness, which we need so much. Yes, I am back, you all. I'm back from Belize, and I thank God for that time of recreation. God recreated me in areas that I did not know that I really needed to be recreated in. And I don't know if I've shared with you, so many have asked, did you get rest? I had no other option but to rest. On my very first excursion out to San Pedro, I fell flat on the ground. Cement met flesh, PK's flesh, had to be rushed on over to the clinic, and thank God nothing was broken, only badly bruised, but I was down for a few days, and I guess the jar from that caused my tooth to go crazy in the back, and I understand I didn't know anything about a grief tooth, that it was my grief tooth that had to come out, and I had emergency dental surgery while I was there. So rest I did while I was there and get in touch with the Lord because I had to do a lot of praying. I was not here on this soil where I had my VA doctors and people that I knew would take good care of me. I was entrusted in the hands of people who just, I was just, oh my God. But they were wonderful, good people of God, people who loved God, talked about God. And as they were going forth, oh, God, it's going to keep us. We're going to get this done. It's going to be okay. So the Lord just let me know that he is wherever I am. I don't leave him when I leave home. I don't take him on and put him off. Hey, glory to God. He is in me, and I am thankful for that. With that being said, I want you to know that today I am super fantastic. I feel absolutely wonderful. One of the things that I did when I was in Belize was, and I know that Minister Willa is going to love this, I was there and I was in the home of two good friends of mine. We went to seminary together, the Stampleys, and they are vegetarians. So this chicken-eating preacher did not eat one piece of chicken, not one thigh, Minister Roz. Sister Sharon, I did not eat not one breast, wing, not a piece of chicken while I was there the whole time. And I did not have serious withdrawals, I have you to know. I was very obedient, did not sneak around, even though the main dish there is stewed chicken and rice and beans. I did not eat not one taste. And I feel absolutely wonderful. I have to agree that what we put over these lips, we need to be careful because it's going to show up on the hips or somewhere in this body. And so with that being said, I decided that I would come on back here and do what God has given me to do for this call. All of us have our place on this team, and my place on the team is to highlight the importance of fasting, and it is time for our quarterly fast. I know, yes, 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 it is. And I can hear some of you saying, oh, Lord, yes, she is back. Yes, I am. And I am back at a very crucial time. I'm coming in here, you all, at a time when I know without a shadow of a doubt that we need to get in the face of God as never before. We need to understand the seriousness of our position as the frontline warriors who are praying for the needs of the people of God and this great country. I came in here on the wings of the song that Charles Jenkins sang, "This is War." This means war. Glory be to God. The hate that has been released on these great United States, this means war. Innocent people being killed for no reason whatsoever, walking around in Walmart just enjoying themselves out a day out. This 87-year-old a mother in Walmart getting shot for no reason whatsoever. This means war. People coming up in the schools and our children afraid to go to school because they don't know what's going to happen to them in school during the, this means war. Glory be to God. Folks walking down the streets of New York and a car backfires or a motorcycle backfires and folks trampling over each other, running, thinking that this is an attack on them and somebody has a machine gun out front. No, this means war. War, hallelujah, whereby we are not pulling out bullets and machetes. We are getting on our knees, turning down our plates, decreeing and declaring that the devil is a liar, and we come against the sin that has been released on us here in these United States. We say this means war, and it's time to pray and fast. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Somebody need to say amen. I know she is right. Yes, 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 yes. So therefore, I'm going to come back and get back into the study on prayer and fasting. Bring yourself on down, girl. You got to teach this morning. Yes, yes. This morning, we're going to talk about the hindrances that block the breakthroughs of our prayer and our fasting. We don't want to just be going through the motion of praying and fasting and turning our plates down because I ask you to. We want to know what will hinder our prayers and our fasting from being effective. Yes, yes, yes. We cannot talk about fasting and not deal with sin, and I definitely must deal with it as I see it jumping up in my face every day. Every fast in which I've been involved for one reason or another, God has me to stop and deal with the sin and repentance. Why? Because sin separates us from God, and sin can cause all sorts of blockages in our life. And not only that, we will not receive that which God has for us, and we are down praying and fasting and asking God to release into our lives. Now, there are consequences to sin, you all, and we need to recognize that. We are going to be held responsible for our action. America is going to be held responsible. Yes, yes, yes. But we are Americans, you all. We are the prayer warriors. We stand on the outside talking about America. Yeah, America. Well, we are America. We are Americans. We are a part of this. We are in this ship. All of us are in this ship together, okay? And if this thing is going down, all of us are going down together. But somebody ought to say, I join you this morning, Dr. PK. The devil is a liar. This ship is not sinking. Hallelujah. We are putting some cement or whatever we need on the heads of the devil, and he's going down, but we ain't going down, okay? All right. Sin caused Adam and Eve to be alienated from God. I just thought I'd come in here with the scripture this morning and let you know. Isaiah 59:1-2 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. We need to know that God's eyes are in every place. That's what David says. Lord, look at me mixing up these scriptures. I'm so excited. I'm like Sister Willard this morning. I'm just all over the place. But God is every, God's eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Let me get that one out right quick. Like, so therefore, he has not gone to sleep on the situations that's going down here in America. I want to remind us of who we are this morning. We are somebody in Christ. The devil is a liar. The enemy is already defeated. Glory be to God. Isaiah 59:1-2 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. After he sees what's going on, I want you to know that his hands are not shortened, that it cannot save. We are decreeing salvation this morning for this nation. Neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. He hears what's going on around here. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear and answer. Therefore, we are going to deal with the sin that has come to separate us from God and to prevent us from going forth to do the great things that he has in store for us. Life itself can cause our garments to be stained. Yes, our hearts may be dirty because of the cares of this world, the adversity, the afflictions, the divorce, the pain, the death, the rejection, and the list can go on and on and on. Because we are living this life here, we must every now and then take time to do what I'm asking us to do. That is, take time to wash our and cleanse our spiritual homes. You see, our spiritual homes and natural homes need to be cleansed. A home that has anger, hatred, bitterness can be sensed in the atmosphere, just as one that is filled with love and peace. Are you creating an atmosphere and an environment where the Holy Spirit and the holy angels can dwell? Or is your home one that is ruled and run by chaos and disorder that breeds an atmosphere where demons are constantly being drawn and released? Well, I want you to know that the fast could be just to break that sin that is causing the blockage so that release can come freely. Yes, yes, yes. I said to God this morning, I'm ready for a release of love, manifestation of love, manifestation of love in the office of the president of these great United States, a manifestation of love in our churches, God, so that when people just drive up on the very yard of the, that's not what I'm trying to say, of the church house, they will feel love. Of the campus of the church house, they will feel love. Love in our home, so that when people walk up on our yard of our home, they will feel love and know that hatred does not abide here. There's no confusion here. Peace is here. Peace in our White House. Peace in our church house. Peace in our homes. Yes, it starts with us cleaning this house that God has given up. Okay, all righty. I have to come to bring this on down to a close. Let me just say this. Sin can cause you to sin, and sin begets more sin. And so, therefore, we want to come and put the axe to the very root of this sin and say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And we are finished with allowing people to speak hatred and to do those things that we know are not right. We are going to call sin what it is, and we are going to cause love to stand up and flourish in the very face of sin. And you all, I'm going to continue on this tomorrow. I want you to know that we are going to talk about those things that will hinder and the different types of sin. Yes, yes, yes. That will hinder our prayer and our fasting. Okay? I know I heard you ask Dr. Brenda, and let me answer that for you. I did get a date for you all this morning so you can go on and put it on your calendar. The fast is going to start on September the 3rd. Our 10-day quarterly fast will begin September the 3rd for 10 days. So you have time to start preparing yourself and getting your mind ready for it. Yes, yes, yes. Write down James 4:2. We have not because we have not ask. If we don't ask God to help us to get our minds ready for the fast, we won't be ready when it's time to come, when it's time to fast. So get yourselves ready so that, and that's why we are going through those things that will hinder us from being successful with our fast. Will you come on, Minister Willa, and take us out of here?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. P. Katie Roberts Fatman. Thank you so much for that timely, much-needed word, and I will call you back after we pray over our prayer request. Father, we come to you this morning, forever thankful, grateful for your word. Father, a word that was so timely, particularly in this season of this country, Lord, where there has been hatred that has been spewed out all over, particularly from the top, Lord, the person who is the head of this country, the chief Lord of this country, Lord, and you know the word I'm trying to find, Lord, you know what it is, Father. So we just lift this prayer, this message up, Dr. P.K. Roberts, up before you, Lord, Father. We just ask that you continue to bless her, that you continue to strengthen her. Thank you for the rest that she got while in Belize, Lord, that you continue to bless her family, that you bless her going out and her coming in. Father, that you anoint her, Lord, with all things that are from you in the name of Jesus, so she continue to be that voice piece for you, Lord. Father, we thank you that you told us in your word that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then when we hear from heaven, you will forgive our sins and heal this land. And Father, this land needs some healing and some cleansing. And we know that it doesn't come but through prayer and fasting. So we are committed to that in the name of Jesus, because prayer does change things. Father, we lift up all of our prayer requests that we've gotten. Father, for those who are bereaved, oh God, the families, we ask that you be with them, comfort them, give them that peace that surpasses all understanding. We're even lifting up not only the prayer requests that we've gotten, Lord, but those for the families who in El Paso, Lord, as well as in Daytona and Dayton, Ohio, Lord. We lift them up before you, Lord, and just be that comforter, Lord, that you can be, that none can comfort like you. Father, we lift up everyone on our prayer list who has been challenged in their bodies, Lord, in their health. You are a healer. You are a restorer. And we know that you can do the above and beyond, Lord, because you told us that everyone who has to be healed was healed. And so, Father, we lift these prayers up to you. We lift up, oh God, Dr. Vanessa and her mom, Mother Josie. We lift up each and every prayer warrior, each and every person who has joined us this morning, our family members on this line. Oh God, guide us today. Protect us today, oh Lord. Cover us with your precious blood as we go out. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my family, you're going to want to go back and hear this very timely, this very needed message, and you can do so by going to 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-pound. Immediately, when we hang up, go to the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the pin code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the pin code is 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Minister Roslyn, for beautifully bringing us leading us in worship this morning with the songs, oh God, letting us know that God is welcome in this place and we love him with all of our hearts. And for you, Minister Brenda, thank you so much for greeting us this morning and for your powerful, powerful prayer. And again, thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for your message. And we will just feast on that and we will prepare our hearts and our souls and our bodies for the fast that will be coming up on September 3rd, because we know we definitely need that. Will you come again and give us our benediction? And family, as I always say to you, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that this sister over here loves me some you. God bless you. Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you there?
Thank the Lord. As we leave this place today, Holy God, we ask that your peace, your love, your mercy, your kindness will rest, rule, and abide with each of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friend. Bye-bye.